Thanks so much for joining us as we're looking at verses that will keep our family strong. And parents, today's verse is to you. Teaching and training sexuality is first and foremost a family's responsibility. Yesterday, we considered how a family protects and honors their children who remain pure. But what is the family to do when our sons or daughters give in to temptation? Let me read Song of Solomon 8:8-10. We have a little sister. She has no breasts. This, of course, is speaking of a young girl. What shall we do for our sister on the day when she is spoken for? If she is a wall, we will build on her a battlement of silver. But if she is a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedar. And then the person says, I was a wall, and my breasts were like towers. Then I was, in his eyes, one who finds peace. Yesterday, we talked about what it means to just encourage someone who is obeying God's word when it comes to sexuality. But in this passage, it says, if she is a door, that is, if she is promiscuous, if she's open to the advances of men, we will enclose her with panels of cedar. When our sons and daughters demonstrate they cannot control their sexuality, they are to be restricted. We're not literally to put them in enclosed panels of cedar. This is never to be abusive. And of course, the language here is figurative. But the point is that parents must be willing to protect their children from hurting themselves. We must love our children enough to be involved in their sexual training and put guardrails around as best we can. Can't be foolproof, but as best we can. Notice at the end of the passage, Solomon's bride says, I am a wall. She has remained strong and refused to compromise. She says that her breasts are like towers. This is not a physical description. She is saying that her purity is the foundation of self-respect. Thus, she says, I am not bringing into my relationship the baggage of past sexual sin. Instead, she brings contentment to her husband. Her husband finds peace. Father, may we teach our children well, guard their hearts and their bodies, help them to be free from sinful baggage and bring contentment to their spouse. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.